So what shoes y'all put on my feet? I don't care how many show up, yeah, or who reads my eulogy. Just take me out to that graveyard, sing a send me home song.
This song, Bury Me in Georgia. Now stay close, because we're about to plug you into some inspiration with this week's Power Country Recharge song. And that's on the way next, right here in Power Country, with me, your host, Rich Miller.
Visit your local independent CarQuest auto parts store in Park Falls and save on affordable car care products to keep your vehicle on the go. No matter what the season, you can be assured when buying from this local business in our community that you are not paying for high administrative costs. You are investing directly in helping the community strive and grow. As a customer, CarQuest Auto Parts in Park Falls appreciates your business and thanks you for always supporting the little guy. CarQuest Auto Parts on Highway 13 and 182 in Park Falls. See them at CarQuest.com.
Roll in. Roll in to CarQuest and roll on.
It's first and goal at Jay's Automotive in Park Falls, Wisconsin. On the field, a winning team of ASC Master Certified Technicians who have providing quality automotive service at affordable prices for over 8 years. From tires to tune-ups, batteries to starters, wheel alignments to brakes, engines to transmissions, and more. You can depend on Jay's Automotive to fix your vehicle right and get you back on the road for the big game. Open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, and towing is available. Score every time at Jay's Automotive, located on Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
It's Power Country with Rich Miller.
Time now for Power Country Recharge.
May we all do a little bit better than the first time. If you're going through hell, keep on going.
It'll be all right again.
This is the part of the show where we plug you into a song with a great message so you can recharge, reflect, and get your spirit lifted. You know, sometimes in life, we find ourselves in search of something, but we're so focused on the search that we may never realize that the very thing we're looking for can actually be right in front of us. With more on that, here's Chris Young with this week's Recharge song, Looking for You.
I didn't know what I was missing until the second that you walked in to that bar that night under those neon lights. From the moment that you touched me, I was hoping that you'd love me forever and ever for all time. Didn't know that I'd been so blind, but you opened my eyes. I was looking more single every single weekend, looking for a feeling to get my heart beating, looking for it up all night long, the right kiss, right. Turns out, oh, I was looking for smiled and said my name. Girl, you were so original. I knew I'd never be the same. I was looking more single every single weekend. Looking for a feeling to get my heart beating. Looking for an up all night long. The right kiss, right song. Looking for a sunrise, even to a sunset. Looking for someone I could spend it with. Then it came around, right out of the blue. And it turns out. Just trying.
It's Power Country with Rich Miller.
Week's power thought. We all have those days when things just seem incredibly difficult and challenging. Maybe you've had more of your share of those days recently. Sometimes it feels like you just make it through one day and then another one comes right at you, kind of like a big old powerful ocean wave that'll knock you down. I know it's easy to get overwhelmed when that happens, and the suggestion we've all heard that we should be thankful for hard days seems disconnected to the reality we are experiencing. Yet there is something really good hidden inside of those difficult days. Something we might not even realize is there. We're actually growing and becoming stronger with each difficult day that we get through. We learn more from things that are hard than things that are easy. And if we can overcome the hard things, we can look back and be thankful for them. Then the good days will seem that much sweeter, and the hard days ahead will strengthen our resolve to overcome them. Here's a quote from author Shauna Nequist that says it best. When life is sweet, say thank you and celebrate. When life is bitter, say thank you and grow.
Once I fall in love, then I'll be happy. But then you fall in love and there's still a hole. Once I get some money, it'll all be easy. But then you get that money. Feel broke. Once I get a little older, I won't worry. When you get older and it don't feel like it should, I'm thinking once I learn to grow right where I'm planted, maybe that's when life starts getting good. Once I get a car that don't stall in the morning, I can't make it anywhere I want to swim. mistaken by what hasn't happened yet, but will someday.
Elena, getting good. Got Brian Kelly coming up next on the Road Through Power Country, and we'll take a time jump back to the year when Halley's Comet visited the Earth for the second time in a century, and a family duo from Kentucky topped the country charts with a heartfelt grandfather-granddaughter conversation. I'm Rich Miller, and you're in a place we call Power Country.
Visit your local independent CarQuest auto parts store in Park Falls and save on affordable car care products to keep your vehicle on the go. No matter what the season, you can be assured when buying from this local business in our community that you are not paying for high administrative costs. You are investing directly in helping the community strive and grow. As a customer, CarQuest Auto Parts in Park Falls appreciates your business and thanks you for always supporting the little guy. CarQuest Auto Parts on Highway 13 and 182 in Park Falls. See them at CarQuest.com.
Roll in, roll in to CarQuest and roll on.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Scattered thunderstorms likely today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. High temperatures reach up to 62. Winds out of the southeast, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again tonight. Lows around 52. Overcast skies. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. Highs around 67. Cloudy skies expected. Mid-60s Tuesday and Wednesday. Chance for scattered storms Tuesday. Chance for scattered rain showers Wednesday. Another look at the short range, a high of 62 today, lows level off around 52 tonight. We should top out at 67 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country, right now 59.
Welcome back to Power Country. I'm Rich Miller, and we're going to be taking a time jump back into the 1980s for a classic from the Judds, right after Brian Kelly sings, See You Next Summer.
Comes that sun coming up on this Gulf Coast town. We've had one hell of a time, but our time is running out. You're about to head back north, I'm about to head back west, but I gotta get this off my sunburned chest. I swear, I think this thing we got could go somewhere. Girl, I've never gone to Jacksonville, Georgia, but after holding you all night, can I get your number? Meet me by the water, text hooking up. See you next summer. See you next summer. Oh, they say. I bet them hometown boys can't wait for you to get back. They're probably standing in line. Go ahead and tell them all that. You met somebody at the beach and didn't want to say goodbye. Let's add a one more. Jacksonville, Georgia, but after holding you all night, I wanna, 'cause this ain't a margarita, can I get your number, meet me by the water, text hooking up, see you next summer, see you next summer, all the same. Kiss you like I'm kissing you right here. Girl, I've never gone to Jacksonville, Georgia, but after holding you all night, I wanna.
Brian Kelly. See you next summer. It's time once again, my friend, to take a time jump back into music history.
This is what makes time travel possible. The flux capacitor.
We're going back to the year 1986, when Apple Computer was born. An average home in the USA cost around $89,000 back then, and gas was just 90 cents a gallon. 6 million people were part of the gigantic Hands Across America fundraiser that year. The Bears won the Super Bowl, and Halley's Comet visited the Earth for the second time. At the movies, we watched Top Gun and Aliens. On TV, it was Family Ties, The A-Team, and Dynasty. And that very same year, a Kentucky mother and daughter duo brought family harmony and family ties to the top of the country charts with this number one hit. Here are the Judds, Naomi and Winona, from back in 1986 with their hit, Grandpa, Tell Me About the Good Old Days.
Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. Sometimes it feels like this world's gone crazy. Grandpa, take me back to yesterday, when the line between right and wrong didn't seem so lovers really fall in love to stay, stand beside each other, come what may. Promise really something people can't, not just something they would say. Families really bow their heads to pray, daddies really never.
Country. Turn it up when you're feeling down.
All it takes is a downtown bar. All All it takes is some neon stars, a little you, a little me, in the same vicinity. And it's on, everyone is the first, last time. Walk away, then we hit rewind. A little touch, a little buzz, don't know what keeps keeping it up. Is it your heart or mine? Is it whiskey or wine? Is it something in the night making us want to cross that line? Girl, playing with five of eight, too far behind. It's just a matter of time till it finds your heart or mine. In the telephone rings, hello, are you at home? 'Cause I'm all alone missing you. We swear it ain't love, 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 but you're there when the sun comes up. We swear it ain't love, 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 but it always comes back to us. Is it your heart or mine? Is it whiskey or wine? Is it something in the night making us wanna cross that line?
T-shirt in my ride, running circles in my mind. Couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl in mind. You took the single out of my life. Now I can't wait to see you tonight. In my CJC, messing with my rear view. No, I don't feel like me, girl, if I ain't got you. In my t-shirt, in my ride, running circles in my mind. Couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl. In that picture, in my pocket, on my cell phone when I lock it. It's all you, no lie, baby, you're the only girl in my mind. Nah, there ain't nothing I want to myself. If it's up to me, there'd never be nobody else. In that blue beach chair by my side, the sun don't even wanna be there. Girl, if you ain't the one. In my t-shirt, in my ride, running circles in my mind. Couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl. In that picture, in my pocket, on my cell phone when I lock it, it's all you. Took the single out of my life. Now, girl, you always be the only one I wanna see. Up in my t-shirt, in my ride, running circles in my mind. Couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl. In that picture, in my pocket, on my cell phone when I lock it, it's all you. You're the only girl in mind. Yeah, you're the only girl in mind.
That's Parmalee with Girl in Mind, brought to you by Stony Creek Records. Got Cody Johnson on the way next, plus a backstage pass with Brett Young. It's all straight ahead, right here in Power Country, with yours truly, Rich Miller.
Civic Media is hiring. We have an immediate opening for an administrative assistant manager. The job requires good computer skills, data entry, receptionist duties, manage our shopping show platform, assist company team members with day-to-day station and office operations, bookkeeping and accounting experience, attention to detail, and good communication skills. This position is full-time, Monday through Friday. We will train the successful candidate in all the radio technology and programs needed to do the job, offering a very competitive wage and benefits. If you're interested in joining a progressive company with room to grow and advance, please send your resume to darla.isham@civicmedia.us or drop it off at the radio station. Or you can mail it to Civic Media, attention Darla Isham, Box 309, Park Falls, Wisconsin, 54552. Civic Media is an equal opportunity employer.
Welcome back. I'm Rich Miller, and we've arrived at our final stop on this week's tour through Power Country. We've got a special backstage pass with Brett Young coming up, but first, here's Cody Johnson with a song called The Painter.
She talks about the future like she's flipping through a magazine. Finds the beauty in the thrown away and broken things. Gets excited about all my crazy dreams. Got every sunset that she's ever seen memorized. Saves him away for a rainy day or stormy night. Sky's brighter looking at it through her eyes. I don't remember life before she came into the picture. Brought the beauty I was missing with her. Showed me colors I ain't never seen. She took chances with every wall I built. She saw canvas. I thank God every day for how he made her. My life was black and white, but she's the painter. She reminds me that it ain't too late to start again. Fine is good, but you need some blue every now and then. How'd I live so long without
Johnson with The Painter. Well, right now, let's get up close and personal with the stars and their thoughts about all kinds of things. This week, Our featured Backstage Pass artist is Brett Young. And we wondered what Brett's favorite thing about country music is.
I think my favorite thing about country music and the country genre is the country music community. I don't know that there's a lot of other genres in music that you would call a family. I feel like, for the most part, in entertainment in general, people feel like they have to tear somebody else down in order to achieve on their own. And I love that country music is a family. Everybody knows that they can succeed and help the person next to them at the same time. And I felt that about this community from the second I got to Nashville, and it's really refreshing.
Country music folks really are kind of like a great big family. Now here's our featured Backstage Pass artist, Brett Young, with his hit, In Case You Didn't Know.
I can't count the times I almost said what's on my mind, but I didn't. And just the other day, I wrote down all the things I'd say, but I couldn't. I just couldn't.
Turned around.
been listening to America's positively encouraging music program, Power Country with Rich Miller. This program is produced in Nashville, Tennessee at Tim Scott Productions and syndicated by G Networks. Hope you'll join us next week. And remember, live, love, encourage somebody, and always be thankful.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Scattered thunderstorms likely today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. High temperatures reach up to 62. Winds out of the southeast, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again tonight. Lows around 52. Overcast skies. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. Highs around 67. Cloudy skies expected. Mid-60s Tuesday and Wednesday. Chance for scattered storms Tuesday. Chance for scattered rain showers Wednesday. Another look at the short range. A high of 62 today. Lows level off around 52 tonight. We should top out at 67 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 58.
98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation. 98Q Country. This is Radio Health Journal, a weekly news magazine with the latest in health, medicine, and technology. I'm Shel Lustig.
I'm Nancy Benson.
And I'm Elizabeth Westfield. This week, the added burden of fertility preservation after a cancer diagnosis.
There's kind of more options there for men, whereas for women, this has to be done in this one way. And it's so technical and so expensive and really hard to access for so many.
Then we're breaking down the facts and myths of dietary protein.
As people think about how they can incorporate protein in their diet, think long term. Don't just think in the now, think long term.
All that and more this week on Radio Health Journal.
We said 1,500 hours.
Dax's hangar flies high thanks to his military precision. He wants to land some aircraft mechanics, preferably with a military background.
Okay, I wasn't aware of a new timeline.
Cancel, cancel. Stand by for new assignments.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Do you need new wiper blades but aren't sure which ones are right for you? The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. We'll show you the best options for your specific vehicle and even install your new wipers for free. And right now, save $10 per pair on Bosch Focus wiper blades, plus get 2x O-Rewards points. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Being diagnosed with cancer and then starting chemo or radiation therapy can take a big toll on the body. One lesser known consequence of this treatment is the effect it can have on fertility. Dr. Kara Goldman, Medical Director of Fertility Preservation at Northwestern Medicine, says we're still learning just how far this impact goes.
The type of cancer absolutely does matter, but when we think about chemotherapy, let's say we have a patient who has lymphoma, some patients with lymphoma will have a much less aggressive type of chemotherapy that may not impact the ovaries as much as another type of chemotherapy. So the type of cancer matters absolutely, but more specifically, the type of treatment for that particular cancer is what dictates the risk.
Goldman is an associate professor of obstetrics and gynecology with a focus on reproductive endocrinology and infertility at Northwestern University. She notes that scientists have long understood the fallout from chemo and radiation therapy, but have only recently been able to step in and help preserve patients' fertility.
So years ago, there would be publications explaining the impact of chemo on fertility and the resulting infertility and the fact that people would need to think about adoption and being infertile without any kind of intervention to prevent the resulting infertility. Now we know there are absolutely ways to prevent secondary infertility or primary infertility after cancer treatment.
Some of these options include egg and embryo freezing. Shelley Batista and her husband were already thinking about expanding their family when she was diagnosed with breast cancer. Instead of relying on her oncologist to bring up the issue of fertility, the couple came ready with questions.
it was top of mind for us, where it's not top of mind for these oncologists and these breast surgeons, unfortunately, yet that's not like a conversation that they're having even with young women who are being diagnosed with breast cancer. So I do think that if we hadn't been the one to kind of advocate and speak up about what our future family might look like, that the thought of doing fertility preservation prior to chemotherapy wouldn't have been a discussion had with those doctors. Unfortunately, I've been part of support groups that wasn't a topic of conversation before these women went through treatment. And now they're in situations where they're unable to have children.
While this is Batista's story, it's important to note that this isn't automatically the experience every patient encounters. Either way, it's important to understand what options are available. And it's not just women who should be in the know. Both men and women can suffer from these fertility issues. But Goldman says the people most at risk are women nearing menopause.
So the older you are when you're exposed to chemo, the higher the chance that you're going to be infertile after your treatment. Different chemo drugs are going to come with different risks. So drugs like cyclophosphamide, which is an alkylating agent, it just happens to be one of the drugs that's used most frequently in breast cancer and some types of lymphoma. The cancers that young people have, unfortunately, they're treated with these really intense regimens that will impact the ovary.
And though men are at risk of losing their fertility, Goldman says it's much easier for them to preserve their sperm.
Because it just requires, in most cases, obtaining an ejaculated semen sample. And so men prior to chemo can produce a number of samples. It's less expensive, it's easier, it's just more accessible. And when we think about semen collection, we know that there are companies now that offer at-home semen collection. You can mail in your sample and preserve fertility that way if you are preserving sperm. The reality is there's kind of more options there for men, whereas for women, this has to be done in this one way. And it's so technical and so expensive and really hard to access for so many.
And while men have the option of mailing in their sample, the process is much more intense for female patients, requiring shots, surgery, and anesthesia.
When we think about egg and embryo freezing, it does require a highly specialized center that can offer this care. It requires about 10 to 12 days of injecting yourself with medications to stimulate the ovaries, and then you have to have an egg retrieval procedure in this highly specialized center that's attached to an embryology laboratory.
The injections use lab-made hormones to stimulate egg production, and other medications may be used to help the eggs mature, delay ovulation, or prepare the uterine lining for the egg collection surgery. During the procedure, a thin needle is inserted through either the stomach or vaginal canal into the follicles, where the eggs are stored. The needle is connected to a suction device that can retrieve multiple eggs in about 20 minutes. And though the process is much more complex for women, both genders are up against the clock when it comes to fertility preservation. Once they start chemo or have radiation, their fertility is already affected.
You know, we have this very narrow window during which we can think about things like preserving fertility so that when you survive your cancer and in 10 years are ready to start your family, we can then have eggs or embryos frozen for you to have a baby.
Batista was lucky enough to have the time to go through the process before she needed to start her cancer treatment.
Luckily, I was given like a month to month and a half timeline of we have to do X, Y, and Z anyways in terms of getting a port placement put in for me. And so I was able to kind of do some of the pre-treatment stuff for the cancer side, but also my fertility stuff at the same time, which was amazing.
Goldman guided Batista through the process, getting her started right away on the medications needed for egg retrieval.
I believe I had 15 eggs that were retrieved and then a final of 8 embryos that we were able to freeze, which we were so lucky for. And having Dr. Goldman like talk me through the whole process and knowing that all these embryos were super healthy and that we hopefully would have a good outcome after I was done with my cancer treatment was obviously, it was nice to have someone talk me through the process and have a positive outlook on it too.
Batista's egg retrieval was made possible partly because of her close proximity to Northwestern Memorial Hospital in downtown Chicago. Her usual 45-minute drive was made even shorter with the lack of traffic due to COVID stay-at-home orders. But Goldman says this type of access is rare for millions of other women.
There just aren't that many reproductive endocrinologists in the country, and there just aren't that many fertility clinics. And so what we wanted to figure out was, where are all of these centers located who can offer this kind of care? And where are all the patients located who need this kind of care? And is there overlap, or are there parts of the country where patients just can't access this?
Goldman answered these questions with her recent paper published in JAMA Oncology. Researchers sought out women between 15 and 44 years old who would need access to fertility preservation centers if diagnosed with cancer. Then they looked at where fertility clinics are stationed in America and how many women in this group lived within a two-hour drive of their nearest one.
And so essentially found that there are 3.63 million female patients, self-identified female patients, age 15 to 44 years old, or 5.7% of this at-risk population in the continental U.S. who live outside of a two-hour travel time radius from a fertility clinic who can offer this care. So that's 3.63 million women who potentially are going to be diagnosed with cancer who really could not geographically access this care, even if they could pay for it.
For many people, financing fertility preservation is the main obstacle. So even if we suddenly had clinics on every corner, it may still be an impossible situation for women whose insurance refuses to cover the treatment.
When we think of these procedures, at minimum, it's going to be, you know, $7,000 for an egg freeze cycle. It can be upwards of $15,000. That's really often not including the cost of medications. There are absolutely medication assistance programs that are very helpful in helping patients access meds. There are clinic discounts, there are grant programs that people can apply for, but at the end of the day, this is still very challenging for most people to access, and very few people have this amount of money sitting around.
Only a handful of states have mandated insurance coverage for fertility preservation. Illinois, where Batista lives, happens to be one of them.
We knew we wanted to have a bigger family and to be able to do it, my husband and I together, to create these embryos and not have to worry about the financial burden up front was amazing. I can't imagine like having that additional stress of having to decide like financially, can we commit to this on top of not even beginning my cancer treatment yet and all those financial burdens. And then of course, there's always like the risk of then you're spending all this money and it potentially could not work too. So we were really lucky to not have that additional stress added to the stress of having a breast cancer diagnosis.
Batista admits she may not have gone through with it if insurance hadn't covered some of the cost. Goldman argues that fertility preservation should be covered in all 50 states because the risk of infertility is a product of cancer treatments.
Other side effects of cancer treatment are covered by insurance. And infertility is absolutely a side effect of cancer treatment. And so just common sense says that this should be covered. And the only reason it hasn't been in the past is there hasn't been a big push to cover it. And so that's where groups like the Alliance for Fertility Preservation came along. So this is an absolutely phenomenal group run by a woman named Joyce Reinecke. She was a cancer survivor herself, and she's a lawyer. And she essentially has, in a grassroots effort through this group, kind of gone state by state to get legislation passed.
So far, the group has helped 16 states pass legislation for fertility preservation. Goldman says the next steps are to continue pushing for insurance coverage and building more clinics for the 3.63 million women at risk who live more than 2 hours from proper care.
These are individual people who have hopes of achieving a family and often are completely blindsided by their cancer diagnosis. And in addition to thinking about their future and their mortality and, you know, things that most 20-year-olds or 25-year-olds never have to think about, are now thinking about, am I going to have a child? If I'm infertile, what am I going to tell my future partner? And how does this change kind of every part of my life as I saw it? And so it is, for the individual person who is going through this, it's an absolutely crushing thing to think about not just cancer, but infertility along with it. And so I think, you know, this care isn't just a 2-week procedure that we need to offer. Like, this is offering people hope and